And good afternoon and welcome to Barnes FM here on Brighteon TV. This is an interesting week. We came out of last week, and I was actually down at a conference last week. But last week we had all the chaos and the banking issues, as we know, that continued all through the week. And those are going to continue to spill out as we go forward. Much of this is by design as they work in towards the Great Reset. And it's kind of being forced upon us, whether we like it or not. But what's more interesting is what's going on behind the scenes and where the money's actually traveling to. And that's part, again, of the Great Reset to reshape America in a matter, in a way, and as the globe as well, in a way that will be unlike anything in human history. We'll get into all of that here very shortly, right after these messages.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency. Which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Satellite phones have been wiped out globally because of the supply chain collapse and war in Europe. But a truly amazing new option has emerged, the BiviStick, which allows you to send and receive text messages using almost any mobile device without relying on cell towers at all. In a world where war, riots, or a power grid failure can happen literally at any time, the BiviStick and its two-way satellite messaging gives you the power to reach loved ones, to send emergency messages or request a rescue. And to use this device, you do not have to register your name and you don't need to turn on location services or reveal your geographic location. The battery life is several days in duration and you can easily recharge it using a small portable power bank. There are only about 20,000 BiviSticks that will be available in America this year. Get yours now while they're still available at SAT123.com. That's SAT123.com.
Hey, Patriots, and we're back here on Brighteon TV with Bards FM podcast. Before we begin, if you didn't know, Mike Lindell has reinvented the MyPillow. He's introduced the MyPillow 2.0, which is a phenomenal update. And I saw somebody post the other day, is it really better? My answer is absolutely it is. I have a whole bunch of them now. They're super. It uses a new felt, a new thread that was developed here in the United States, specifically to regulate heat. And so he's incorporated that not only in his new MyPillow 2.0, but also in the new mattress topper, which are just fantastic additions to our sleep experience. But I'll tell you what, why don't we let Mike tell us a little bit about it? Here we go.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
I'll tell you, I don't want Mike jumping out of my medicine cabinet, but it's a great product. So head on over to MyPillow.com/Bards. Use your promo code Bards, B-A-R-D-S. Take advantage of the great savings that occur there. And you know that every dollar you spend with MyPillow ultimately goes to fight for liberty. Mike has absolutely done an amazing job. And he even came out today with Steve Bannon that he had to take a $10 million loan to keep his company afloat as they've tried to wage lawsuit after lawsuit against him. So we want to continue to support the man. He's doing a great job, and you're getting great products for sleep, which is so critical at this point in time. So again, MyPillow and Bards, B-A-R-D-S. So that's a perfect segue into the insanity in which we're living in right now. Much of what we're witnessing is engineered. And it's designed, it's a lot of chaos, and I would really encourage people not to get wrapped up in the political back and forth swing. It's really what I'm now calling Lucifer's pendulum. You have a blue side, which we're going to call Democrat or Biden, and you have a red side, which is Republican, Trump establishment, whatever. And as much as this may ruffle people's feathers, those two ends are going to the same direction. They may offer you different things, they may make a little different approaches, but in the end, those two are going in the same direction. What is that direction? A direction ultimately is about integration and transformation of society into this Industrial Revolution 4.0, the fourth Industrial Revolution, I should say, which is all based on genetic engineering, gene editing, IoT, Internet of Things, AI, metaverse, and blockchain. And you're going to hear all sorts of advocates for this, so people that are pushing it, the investors. This is where the investor money is going. This is where everybody's going. But really, we have to get down to what does that mean in our lives? And it means a complete fundamental transformation in the way we live in everything that we do. And I'm one of these that just, I guess I'll sound like a Luddite. There's no way in hell I'm going down that route with them. Because it is an enslavement of humanity at a level we have never imagined. The problem we have is that people are still focusing too much of their faith and their worship on people to solve this problem. We have the choice as people to do what we need to do. We have the choice of people as people to make a decision on where the society goes. But you're being told over and over that you have no choice. We have all the choice in the world, but they don't want you to believe that. So let's begin with SVB. SVB is the Silicon Valley Bank, which is a venture capitalist bank that, by all words, apparently was the investors got an early word that the bank was insolvent, the big ones. They pulled their money out. That ripple effect caused a cascade, which ultimately caused a collapse of the bank. However, if you talk to Dr. Martin and you see the evidence that he just presented, where he presented his assessment of the bank back in 1995 or so, you'll note that he was telling them then that the bank was insolvent, that it was going to fail. There's a lot of gameplay going on here with the banks, and Silicon Valley Bank is just the tip of the iceberg on how bad this problem is, this contagion of bank fraud and bank Ponzi schemes. Because so much of what we just witnessed in a glimpse with the Silicon Valley Bank was how quickly the Fed interceded and provided backing for everybody's money. Now, there's a lot of statements as to why. So let's remember that SVB, Silicon Valley Bank, did not have a risk manager on board. However, they did have a woke person to deal with all of the integration and sensitivity and all this other investments into the new age garbage of LGBTQ nightmare. And many investments were made into LGBTQ lifestyle businesses, including $73 million that was given to BLM from the bank. So this bank is more than just a venture capitalist bank. It's been a leverage point to try to influence culture and shape and affect cultural change. And that's not unimportant in this discussion by any means. While it is, we can look at that fundamentally and say, oh, wow, you know, they were trying to shape the policies of the country. When you look at where tech is taking us, everything that they were funding to try to shape LGBTQ, BLM, all these things become very important. Why? Tech is pushing towards an artificial intelligence and robotic type future. That artificial intelligence comes into our lives. And the one thing that they're also pushing for very aggressively is rights for these artificial intelligence creations of theirs, human rights. All these new technologies are gender neutral. So they are trying to force this concept of gender plurality so that gender neutral becomes a common sense and we can relate both in our lives and legally. Super important that the laws are restructured legally to support this gender plurality so that their creations, AI creations, are now protected by the law. So Silicon Valley Bank is an instrumental piece here in all of this in trying to fund these VC capitalist ideas and to get the startups going to push further down the road. And if you're following the money in the midst of this financial chaos, what you're seeing is that investor money is pouring into metaverse, is pouring into artificial intelligence, and is pouring into blockchain. They are shaping a future for us, whether you want it or not, that's coming at us like a freight train, and that has already left the station. Now, the SVB Bank also has other issues that are important to note. One is that the Fed stepped in and literally backed 100% all money in the bank. That's never been done before, to my knowledge. And additionally, what that is setting up is a precedent which they cannot maintain, but they were trying to stem the run on banks. The dollar is worth nothing. It has zero value. The only reason the dollar has value is because you believe it has value. And that's a critical point. It's a piece of paper with no precious metals backing. And they have used the dollar in so many ways over the years because it was a petrodollar, which means all petroleum reserves that were purchased had to be purchased in U.S. dollars. That allowed us to print money indefinitely and to however much we wanted. And every bit of debt we had was forcefully put upon nations across the world. As we start to uncork this beast, we start to realize that there was a great deal of leverage used to force people into what we would call the dollar hegemony, the dollar control of the world. That included the U.S. military and the various wars that we seem to love to fight, special operations and the CIA both, involved in regime change and government overthrows for anybody that would not comply with the dollar hegemony. There is also this issue of bioweapons labs, which the more that we dig into that, we're starting to realize that the bioweapons labs were positioned as well around the world, not only to quietly stay and put a threat against people like Russia and China, but to use them as leverage and blackmail for other countries to decided that they may decide to want to step away from the dollar. The dollar was king, and it was the powerful focus here for the entire world. Now, we're in a very strange time right now. There is no replacement for the dollar. The ruble, the gold-backed ruble and the rupee and the other currencies that are out here that are trying to compete, even the BRICS nations, which is Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, are not in a financial position yet to pivot away from the dollar, though you're trying to see a lot of breakaway from dollar dependency to launch us into what they call a multipolar world. But the dollar, the debt that countries own in terms of dollar debt is still very real, and there's nothing else out there yet to replace it. So we're going to be going through a very challenging time. And that challenging time is going to continue to push us to the limit. And we, the people of the United States, are going to be expected to comply or take the burden. Now, our government is a tyranny. Let's be very clear. It is, and there's no change on that horizon. You can try to believe that Kevin McCarthy and Trump and team are going to make it a better place. But I'm going to throw some things at you to really think about. If they're going to be so much better than things out here that they currently are, then here's where we're at. Why isn't anybody calling for the ceasing of the vaccination, right? I mean, why isn't anybody telling Americans to prepare for a coming crisis, which it is coming? Why isn't anybody on a public scale talking about the rollout of the CBDC? And the answer is because nobody wants to stop this train. The CBDC, which is a central bank digital currency, is a programmable currency, and the war on crypto has been real to try to show that cryptos are insolvent or not secure investments. And the war on banks, back to SVB, is being shown that they're trying to prove to the public that the banks are at a high risk. Now, that's not the straight narrative. They're proving it to you by watching banks collapse, because there's been three other banks that collapsed since SVB went down. And the Fed is stepping in to secure them. Ultimately, the Fed's move, from what I've understood, is that the Fed will secure control of all banks, and then they will have a centralized control of banking, and then we will be forced into, if we want to play their system, into a digital currency, which at this point is the CBDC, a central bank digital currency, which will be a digital dollar. Now, nobody is saying that that's not going to come. In fact, it's quite the other way. They're telling you that train has left the station and that there is no stopping this next era of tech. In fact, what they're telling you is the next era of tech, which actually just came out recently in a talk by the 43rd Treasury Secretary, who was under Obama, who signed the last $100 bill. What she stated was that there is no stopping this next era, that we are going into meta, we are going into blockchain, and we are going into AI. And I think you can see that pretty securely, that the most of the web interactions and the international transactions and the way these economies are being built, they're forcing or trying to force people to compliance within these areas. Big business always leads in this sense, and they are trying to make it so that they control enough of the economic domain to force the small businesses to comply to their standards. This is a corporatocracy, and there isn't going to be options if you're trying to play in their economy. They're going to force people into accepting Meta as a way of doing business, accepting AI as a way of using, controlling, and competing for your business, and accepting blockchain as the way to do transactions. My personal opinion is not going to comply. And I say that very simply. We need to go forward, and we'll get into more of that in the second half hour. But the bottom line here is that we're not giving a choice. This is a change that's being imposed on humanity because elites have decided it's the way to go. And in the process of their decision, they've tried to sell it like it's going to make life easier, more convenient, better, a better way for humanity to live in the era of technology. Because so much of this new generation has grown up with not knowing how to live without technology. And this is, again, not an unimportant fact. So much of this new generation comes from broken homes that they don't understand what home life and a centerpiece of a strong father and a strong mother is. And so they're growing up in these broken homes where artificial intelligence and the state are replacing their family as kind of a surrogate leader, surrogate God, surrogate father role in their lives. And they're very susceptible to the lures of technology and making life easier. All of this ultimately is about do as thou will, which is this Luciferian principle of unrestricted, unlimited, do anything you want, no accountability lifestyle. And this is at the core of everything tech. So right now, what we're going through in this place of banking is you're going to continue to see a disruption in the banking systems. At a certain point, these disruptions are also about restructuring. There is going to be a significant shift in banking to where people are forced into a place of accepting their new digital crap. And that isn't going to be an option if you're going to play in their regular system. The Credit Suisse was also on the bubble the other day. So the National Bank of Switzerland stepped in to back them with liquidity and to keep them from sliding. The entire banking system is very fragile right now. And so the one thing I'm just going to really caution people with is be aware that what they're trying to do is get you, one, to hate the current system and to hate this current government. If you think for a second that these Republicans sitting up there doing these investigations that suddenly came out of nowhere are suddenly friendly to you, you're wrong. They're friendly to the elite power side of the game that they're out to win. And that's it. There is no friendliness to the American people. It may sound that way because you're learning a lot about the Biden group and about how much money recently that the Biden family back in 2014 took from the Chinese, which was $3 million. that was distributed to other Biden family members. All of this is where they want your attention. While they completely re-engineer the economy and re-engineer the way businesses run, so that when you get so fed up with what you're hearing, so fed up with the corruption, so fed up with these people that are constantly in the office, that there's these long chains of nepotism that have kept the American people out, the corruption with Dominion systems, et cetera. When you get so fed up, then you're going to be willing to see the country burn down. And if people don't do it themselves, which is what they're hoping will happen, that would be civil war and uncontrolled chaos. So they could use martial law to force their system in. But if that doesn't happen, then people are just going to be so exhausted and so ready that someone will step into the arena and offer to be the savior of humanity, to lead them to a new era of a new golden age, which will be one of getting rid of the bad guys and opening up our eyes to this whole new levels of technology. So they're selling this hard right now. They're mainstreaming the ideas as much as they can. But to understand, it's why I call Lucifer's pendulum, because Lucifer's pendulum is giving you this idea that there's the dark side is going to lead to a light side. There's going to be this great awakening and a light issue that happens over here, that light will suddenly rise up. In a scriptural sense, that's garbage. Because God is only light and he's pure light. We're not talking about the rise of dark to light in that sense. And that's the Luciferian model that they keep playing with over and over. So we're literally swinging. As we swing between political parties, it is a swing of Lucifer's pendulum. One option is going to be darkness and enslavement, like little pods in Matrix. And the other option is going to be free will. But never forget the words that Trump said. I would never have mandated the vax. I would have persuaded them to take it. That's the premise of this other side, that everything will be a persuasion. Because in a persuasion, if you accept it, you've made a contract literally with hell, with your free will. You've used your free will to accept a walk away from God. And all of this is about moving people away from God, not closer. You have no one talking about trying to revive faith in this nation. No one. Other than, I mean, when I talk, say no one, out of D.C. This is a war at the very core of who we are. And you have a lot of discussions about, for example, LGBTQ and changing it from women to birthing people and these sorts of language wars that are going on, which are very intentional, because it's all setting the groundwork for this new artificial intelligence robotic era that they're trying to bring in, that they're going to give rights to these creations which they made themselves. And as we allow that to happen, these hearings become so important for them, is they're getting these ideas in your head. And ultimately, this is what you can expect to see. There will be a discussion about banning or getting away from that verbiage. And ultimately, that will be something that will get people excited. They'll be great. But there'll be provisions put in there to make sure that the verbiage that we're talking about here, the plurality of gender, remains. And the argument that they will use is, well, people are already here, so we have to give them rights. So you see the game, they have destroyed a lot of people getting them into transgender. All of this at the end of the day is in preparation for the new era, the fourth industrial revolution, where gender plurality and gender neutral when it comes to tech is absolutely essential. There's no other way they can give them rights. So they've had to use this period to destroy people as they go forward, to literally destroy youth, to confuse them, to physically and surgically alter them, to give them beta blockers that now have been openly admitted that are not reversible. And that came from the Canadian doctor who started that movement in Montreal or Toronto, I guess it was, Toronto, back in the 2000s. So we are at a point right now where we're being set up for the fourth industrial revolution, and it's going to push humanity into an era where there is a perpetual plurality of everything, including truth, gender, and there is no such thing as God. The only God will be a centralized one world religion, which the scientists of this era, the new priests of technology, will assume the position. And you can of leadership, and you can expect that the God that you will be introduced to in this world will be an artificial intelligence God of a quantum nature, which is nothing more than Lucifer himself in a different disguise, leading the world into the abyss to destroy us as God's creation and replace us with a hybrid, which they refer to as transhumans. Don't get caught in the game. There's lots of this to come, and deception is the number one part of their tool. We'll be right back after these messages.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today. In today's modern world, knowing what you put in your body is crucial for maintaining optimal overall health. Many conventional health products claim to be good for you, but they may be contaminated with heavy metals, artificial chemicals, and toxins that could harm your health. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we believe your health and safety are our top priority. That's why we always go above and beyond to bring you the cleanest and highest quality nutritional supplements, superfoods, storable foods, preparedness items, and more. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Hey, we're back, and I'm sitting here mumbling, talking to our great producer. Behind the scenes, you don't see her, but she's doing a great job. Yeah. Always appreciative of everything. Look at that. I did my hat wrong. Always appreciative of everything that I can't even get my hat right, that is done by Brighteon TV, and they have a great production staff, so thank you all for that. And if you're wondering, that hat is not a Bard's hat. That is a Maven Optics hat, which is not what we're advertising today. But if you want great optics, get a Maven Optic. They're in Wyoming, and they sell direct from the factory, and their glasses all made in Japan. And I love the company. And one of these days, I'm going to rep them. I've been talking to them for a while. But because I don't have an outdoor channel, they're like, who are you? And I'm like, I'm Barnes, dude. Like, that's who I am. That's good. Hey, Patriots, before we begin, in this next segment, Founders Bible, thefoundersbible.com. You need to get one of these. I mean, you need more God in your house. And there's no better Bible to have, in my opinion right now, than the Founders Bible. The Founders Bible is a fantastic creation by a number of amazing people that came together and put together a version, a translation of NASB 1995, and then put our founders' documents in the Bible throughout. There is a digital version, which is equally fantastic, and there is a hardcover version. These are legacy Bibles, heirloom-type Bibles. I would highly recommend that you get your hands on one of these. They are selling fast, and they're having a hard time keeping up with production, which is a good thing. And in so doing, you're going to get a lesson not only in the beauty of God's word, but in the appreciation for the depth of how much there was Jesus and God in the founding of our nation, which you can't go wrong with. So check it out, thefoundersbible.com. Use your promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, to get a great savings off of these Bibles. and take advantage of them today. That promo code works for the digital version, the hardcover version, or anything else. So all that is good. So check it out, thefoundersbible.com, and promo code is Bartz. All right, Patriots. Little story. I've been telling it over the weekend. I think it's worth remembering, and it's a good one. It's Joshua, and it's when Joshua is standing in front of, and I believe it's 5:13, Joshua 5:13, if I'm not mistaken. Joshua is standing in front of Jericho, and as he's coming up, before him is a man that's standing there with his sword drawn, and he says, "Are you for us or against us?" And the answer is no. And this is the captain of the Lord of Hosts army. And he says, "I am the captain of the Lord of Hosts army. And you are standing on holy ground." And so he tells Joshua to take off his sandals. What's the significance of that passage? It has everything to do with where we sit today. We are being put in the midst of this pendulum between a good cop and a bad cop. Nobody wants to stop the freight train of technology. Everyone has bought into transhumanism. This clot shot that we have been dealing with, this bioweapon, was in part a test run to see what technologies could be integrated in with humans, to what level of doses, to prepare people for the transition into a transhumanist era. Nobody's pushed back on that. In fact, Jared Kushner, who is Trump's son-in-law, and he is a pain in the butt, as far as I'm concerned, probably the worst influence Trump has, is a transhumanist. He's seeking to live forever. This is the era of the Satanist transhumanists that we're fighting against, and they're pushing hard to try to ensure that everybody is on their train. They are tricksters. They are deceivers. They are liars. They are cheaters. And they will do anything necessary to persuade you to follow their path. They believe that the era of humanity will get better with more technology and more integration of artificial intelligence and quantum computing, along with blockchain. The metaverse is a further extension, as they see virtual worlds as the way to do better business. That's where it begins. But in reality, virtual worlds are the place they want you to live and remain, so that you are lived in a place where you can do anything, act any way, and not be accountable. It's a sad era in humanity, to be very honest. This whole part of COVID, which everybody in the government, including Trump, and I'm sorry, but I'm never going to let this one go, were part of allowing to roll out. And you'll hear this, well, we had to show them for them to believe it, whatever. It's garbage. They have destroyed small business. If you have any question, go walk through malls and see what's happened. Look at the small businesses in town. All of this was to drive people into a greater dependency on internet purchasing and staying closer to home. To strip you away further and further from the basis of you being able to control your life with cash. They're taking cash away. You can't use cash online. You can use cash at a store. And they need you to get rid of cash. This has been a war on cash and forcing people into a social engineered state that they've designed, to where the dependency on the internet has increased and the need to use digital money has increased, so that they have set everybody up to accept this new era of a social credit score and a digital currency, which is a programmable digital currency. Do I think that that's the end all? No. But I know that this next era is coming at us, and it's going to be difficult, and it's going to take enormous amount of challenge and resolve for us to get to the place where we can overcome it. And the only way you're going to do that is to go back, to go forward. Going back to go forward is a metaphor that I've used now for a couple of years, and it's extremely important to appreciate what we're talking about. You need to get your skills going. You need to have preps going. We've talked a lot about this. There's a 7 pillars of county by county. It's not new to people, but there's been a lot of new people waking up. So it's important to review this and to really go over this in depth of what we're talking about. The 7 pillars of county by county were designed, and it was laid on my heart by God, to literally go forward and lead a way of life that separates you from the dependency on the corporate beast. The first pillar is home churches. It's getting your worship going at home, centering that around the love in Jesus. And it's very important to have a good Bible, like the Founder's Bible. But also that leads to the next phase, which is homeschooling. We need to take control of our children, and in neighborhoods, we need to be working not only to encourage our home church concept, but also to encourage homeschooling, which means that those that don't have kids, if you can be of assistance with others that do have children, to help them set up homeschooling, to teach for them, to set up local pods, however that works, it's super important to do, because we've got to get these kids out of these indoctrination camps, which at this point are little more than grooming indoctrination camps. Keep in mind that this war is ultimately not just about us, but it's really targeted at the children. Because the children are their future toys. That's the easiest way to say it. They're going to be their pleasure center for sex. They're going to be their source of blood. They're going to be their source of adrenalized blood, which means torture and horror has to come to the child. They're going to be their source of organs and genes and all these things that they're looking for to keep themselves alive. Children are exploitable and disposable as far as they're concerned. So we have to do everything we can to protect God's gift, and that's homeschooling. And then your third point is Patriot Gardens. You need to be growing your own food. And I know that many have, but you have to grow as much as you can right now, and you need to stockpile food. This is going to be a difficult transition era. I mean, you even had Dan Bongino today, who's not said anything about this, finally come out and say, you need to stock up on food and be ready. All the signs are on the wall, and that they are going to drop pancake this economy. And they're going to do so to force the hand, after the rich get all their money out and where they want to be and where they want to be positioned, they're just going to pull the grenade pin on this thing and let everybody fall. And that's one of the reasons the media is not talking about it, is they don't want people to know it's coming. They want to catch people off guard. And that's exactly what the media is doing by having no discussions about this. To catch people off guard so that they are unprepared, they don't have supplies on hand, they don't have cash on hand, they can't do anything but accept what? The new digital coin, which will probably come with it, will come some incentive like a universal basic income. There's a lot of ways they can play this out. We don't know exactly, but what we do know is they are full bent on forcing people into the metaverse, forcing people into this artificial intelligence driven world, and creating a technocracy that enslaves the entire level of humanity with drones and robotics doing their policing and basically forcing humans to comply to its rules. Now, if you think about this, it's not so far from any sort of sci-fi reality. Artificial intelligence has developed at a phenomenal rate. And the question really is, where is it? Is it the algorithms or is it something greater? And we really don't have that answer. What we do know is even in some of the advanced labs, you're using cells from aborted fetuses to grow neural networks and actually like brain networks in these new bioorganic cells. We're into kind of a crazy new era here. And that's also part of the human injection of transhumanism, is once they get everybody hooked up to the web or to the new internet, what people's brains are becoming is just like the original internet. We are becoming the new processors for this new system. And that's how they're going to get ultimately to the quantum state that they want, is using our brains, not using mine, but they want to use ours. So this is a very dark era in that sense. And we have to stay vigilant on top of all of this to realize that they are going to try to get to a place to keep people off base. And so that's why we came up, I would say it this way, that's why God gave this seven pillars as a foundation to work from. So your third pillar is Patriot Gardens. Your fourth pillar is right work. And right work is literally getting in line with the gifts and talents you have to use them and to then expand upon them to have greater gifts and talents so that you take control of your life, not dependent on a corporate job or a government job, but that you're using your gifts and talents to either grow a small business, create a small business, or at least work for a small business that is ideologically and spiritually aligned with you. Then we have health and wellness. We need to continue to take control of our health. And that means growing more of what you need in the garden in terms of herbs and supplements. It means exercise and fitness. It means fasting. It means taking good care of yourself and adding also some of the limited technologies, which are, there are some good ones out there. I'm not a Luddite. I just don't have any interest in this quantum AI meta crap that they're putting on us. But, you know, everything I use, IR sauna, I use a hyperbaric chamber. I just tried out a scalar healing light technology tool. It was amazing. We also need to get, though, back to the spiritual sense of things. I just went to a massage therapist healer that did amazing work on an injury I had on my leg. So we need to get back to the true faith sense of who we are and what we're trying to do. And that's health and wellness. Taking responsibility for our health, not turning ourselves over to the corporate beasts that are trying to kill us. And then we have informed action, which is pillar number six. Informed action is being informed in your community, knowing what's going on. But even more than that, being informed about the things that you need to do to self-sustain. That means building paper libraries, not just digital libraries. You can't rely on anything digital these days. I mean, if you have PDFs and you want to store them offline on a USB, that's one thing. But as much as you can, build paper libraries, which are resources. And then finally, you in our final piece here, it's stewardship and conservation. Learning to live more in line with how God wants us to be, very stewarding everything that we have through prayer and through how we live, conserving and not being wasteful, and making our resources go longer and last longer. All of these things are going to be critical in a step forward here. This is a system that is unleashed. And so we literally have to make a position like the captain of the Lord of Hosts army, which was to say no. We're not standing in the middle of that pendulum. We're going to stand on kingdom ground. And in so doing, protect ourselves from the coming onslaught of the craziness that's there. Many people are still wandering out here. They're still in the dark. They believe that this next era is going to be a glorious era. And unfortunately, it's not. It may start out that way, but it will lead ultimately to the greatest enslavement of humanity we have ever witnessed. And it's the giving up of our humanity on so many levels. There is this obsession, which I really cannot relate to, but it's this obsession of creating tools to do things that otherwise we should be doing. It's like creating an electric skateboard so that you can stand on it and it does the work and we don't. Or an electric scooter that instead of pushing it with your foot, you stand on it and it moves for you. Everything is about having a machine do something for us. An AI to write term papers, or an AI to write a letter, or an AI to write a business plan. The question I continually ask is why? What has happened to humanity that we think somehow by something else doing the thinking for us that we're going to be better? And unfortunately, the only answer I come to is that they have so degraded the cognitive capability of humanity and the IQ of humanity, the collective IQ, is so low now that people literally turn to AI because it's enjoyable to watch it do, to know it will do the work that people in their minds say that they can't do. It's a sad state. And it's a state that we're going to have to rail against as we move forward here. But the most powerful piece of all of this is our center point in our relationship with Father God. That means a deep, intimate relationship with Him. That means pursuing that at all times. And means that everything we do should be centered, must be centered on prayer and worship. We have to learn to hear His voice and listen to Him obediently. Joshua is a great example. He was so obedient to Father. Even in a situation after they sacked Jericho and they lost their blessing of Father God because one of their people decided to steal the things that God told them not to touch, Joshua didn't question God when God told him what he needed to do. He sought God's guidance immediately as to why they lost their blessing, and then he took action. That action ended up taking their family and stoning them to death. and burning all their things. We need to be at a level of vigilance with God and obedience with God that is unlike anything we have ever seen. And that's how we're going to weather the storm. And we will weather the storm well, but it is not going to be found. The answers to where we're going are not going to be found within the structures that are created by man. Those structures, and this is where we have to also learn patience, because this is God's timing, not our timing. And those structures are designed specifically to enslave us, and they're only getting worse. And ultimately, those structures are driven in the back end somewhere by the hand of Lucifer. There's nothing good about this technology era. I wouldn't say nothing. There's very little positive about the technology era they're trying to ram us into. I'm not against technologies, but the way that they're trying to engineer it to where we become dependent on the technology system, the technocracy, leaves us disempowered and unable to even think or function without them. That's not the way God created us. If you don't know how to raise animals, if you don't know how to butcher animals, if you don't know how to hunt, if you don't know how to do gardening, if you don't know how to fix your car, if you don't know how to change a tire, if you don't know how to work a ham radio, if you don't know how to fix basic electronics, I mean, get these skills, because that's where they are. This is where we are. If you don't know how to clean a rifle, if you don't know how to shoot, if you don't know how to use a bow, if you don't know how to land track, again, get these skills. They're important, because we're going to be in an era where this is going to be the defining place of where people are. Those that have the skills will survive. Those that don't have the skills will be herded up and pushed into these compounds, which is the only way I can come up with, mega cities, where everything is provided for you and you are simply a slave and servant to the system as long as you are obedient to the system. But the minute that you step out of line for the system, your social credit score drops, you're going to lose your access to things, lose your money, lose your freedoms. Because you were not a good drone. You were not a good slave. You were not obedient to the system, the AI master, your new God. I only worship one God. And that's the Father of hosts, the one true God. And there's no way that I'm going to comply in any way to this new system. And that's what they want us to do. We have a choice, always a choice. As long as we keep that before us and understand that we control the game board, we have the power, they can never subdue us. But when we give in to their demands and their pressures, we lose. Stay strong, stay focused, be fearless as we go forward. Patriots, let's pray. Father God, we are blessed here today to reflect deeply on the state of affairs, to come together, to consider deeply the things that are challenging us, and what challenges set before us. So we just pray today for the many that are out there to have strong hearts, to seek out the knowledge that they need to guide themselves and be strong in this fight, to never bow to evil, to never give in, and to always stay strong in all of this era, knowing that you are with us. And through the power of our faith and through the power of our reliance on you, that we can bear the storm and get through this easily. And better yet, rise above it. Let us become the overcomers. And so we say these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Probably the best thing to think about right now is be an overcomer. Don't be someone who bends down and succumbs to the threat. The pressures are going to increase. Financial squeezes are the way they do things. Shortages in food, increased costs of fuel, shortages of fuel. Again, you control the food, you control a nation, or you control a people, sorry. You control the energy, you control a nation, you control a currency, you control the world. And that's the model that they're working off of. So we have to overcome that. That means community locally, means working together locally, it means breaking bread locally, it means building out that relationship in your communities to stand strong and overcome this storm. And we can do that as long as God is in our heart and we walk under that banner of Christ. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into the fight. God is with us. He'll never forsake us. And in the end, God always wins. But we are here in this time, in this place, for just such a time as this. We are at war. So walk boldly and fearlessly with Christ. Occupy the land. Expand the kingdom. Subdue the enemy. Mission forward. Patriots, I'll see you next week. Same time, same place. for Bart's FM here right on Brighteon TV. Until then, or until the next time, God bless and out for now.